This week has been one of those weeks, and I would imagine that a lot of people know what this feels like. One of those weeks where some of the more major or more important things that are going on in our lives, or in my life in this case, I do want to preface this by saying that, you know, the story itself really isn't that important or necessary, as it's really just a story. It's just a recounting of human drama. It's kind of a teachable moment even for me, that as much as I think that the story is, you know, in some cases feels compelling, it does not really help me to get lost in it and identify with it. This has been one of those weeks, and the reason why I'm even mentioning this is because of what, you know, I have learned and internalized as a result of things happening the way that they did this week. This doesn't happen often, but this is one of those weeks where in my work life, you know, it felt like, or it seemed like, is probably a better way of putting it, my interpretation was that things just were not going the way that I felt like they should be going. And I realize, for me to be so assumptive in thinking that I know how things should be going, or how I need to try to make things go, that's really just, I'm one human being, and that's just my opinion, and there's really no way for me to make sure or have that kind of control that I can, you know, ensure that things go the way that I think they should go or hope that they should go. So it's basically been one of those weeks. I'm still alive, thankfully. I'm intact. I'm going to be okay. It's just, and I'm saying that really just to put this in perspective, it was just one of those weeks, and I found myself this week. The one thing I will say in terms of any detail from this is that I was struggling a lot with thoughts about feeling defeated. And I really want to kind of start with that when I use the phrase, and I put that in quotation marks, feeling defeated. The reason I bring that up is really for it, it's important. It's an important distinction, but it is also important that it is to feel defeated. There are several, almost three dozen human emotions that have been documented by people who are professionals in neuroscience and in human behavior and human psychology. I don't know if feeling defeated is one of the human emotions that is listed. And in my mind, I think that it really helps me and it really heals me from a mindfulness standpoint and a mindful coping standpoint to take a closer look at this. I am feeling defeated, and that's not really what is happening. In other words, if I want to get really specific, and I think it really helps to kind of unpack all this and really get some clarity about what is actually going on. And I do want to mention here, too, that the idea here is not to become obsessed with overanalyzing every aspect of this. It's really just to get some sense of what is really going on and what is really not going on. Because what I want to do is I really want to pay attention to what's going on and all the things that are going on, versus getting really stuck in over-emphasizing or overly focusing on just one particular aspect of life that feels negative in some way. So what I'm really trying to do here is just really unpack this. So when I say that, you know, feeling defeated is not really the right way to put it, for me anyway, it's that I'm entertaining thoughts of feeling defeated. In other words, it's all what's causing me problems, what is causing suffering for me, and what is making me feel so bad is that I am basically telling myself that I'm defeated. And there's really no way for me to quote-unquote feel defeated unless I am trying to convince myself that I am. And so where I'm really hurting myself, and I did it this week, I freely admit it, even as someone who has studied mindfulness and practiced mindfulness for decades, I still found myself in a place where I was just literally immersed in these thoughts about feeling defeated, feeling like things were not going the way that I wanted, they were not going the way that I had hoped, I was struggling with other people, that I needed to do what they needed to do so that I could do what I needed to do to take care of the client that I'm working for. And so there was a lot of mental struggle, and there was an awful lot of thought activity. There was a lot of me thinking worst-case scenarios, blaming myself, imagining the customer or the client being upset with me, imagining the people I'm working with that I'm getting frustrated with that aren't necessarily responding with doing their part in what is required of them. And then I'm worried about, have I offended them? Have I alienated them in some way? And that's why they're not doing what it is I need them to do. And I'll kind of stop it there, because I could go on probably the rest of the day with this. There were so many, just an unbelievable quantity of thoughts, and what I was doing to myself ultimately was I was basically paralyzing myself with all the thinking and telling myself over and over how defeated I was feeling. That if I believed that I was defeated, and there again, that's just a belief. So I can't really say that I felt defeated. I just was struggling with a lot of thoughts about feeling defeated. And so as soon as I realized that's what was going on, that was really where mindfulness practice started really making a difference. And there again, the fact that I would even entertain any thoughts or beliefs about how I think things should be going and what should be happening, I'm not even going to get into. To me, it doesn't even really matter whether someone could consider it good or bad. It's just something that simply is. It's something that I'm choosing to do. All I really want to focus on, the fact is that it is causing me a tremendous amount of suffering. And if causing myself suffering is bad, then I guess I would say that this is bad. I don't want to get into judging it moralistically, but it's more along the lines of really looking at, the whole point, what is the point of practicing mindfulness and mindful coping is really about trying to reduce the needless suffering that we cause ourselves by what we're doing to ourselves with our thinking and our reacting to things and how we're internalizing, what is happening to us and, that is causing us to feel bad in some way or to be feeling emotional pain. And I don't want to do that. So in this case, and admittedly, it took me a while to get to a point where I realized what I was doing to myself. I got really, really lost in it. And I'm not afraid to admit that, because I think it's important to be open about this, because we all find ourselves sometimes, no matter how long we practice mindfulness, no matter how much we have practiced mindful coping, there are going to be those times where things and people just push our buttons. And because of that, we're going to start paralyzing ourselves with all of the obsessive thinking and getting stuck in a loop of thinking and reacting and just escalating things in our minds and making things seem so much worse than they actually are. And I can honestly say that I did a lot of that this week. I can honestly say that today I am feeling a certain level of exhaustion as a result of having done this to myself for a pretty extended period of time. And I think sometimes the more extreme situations that happen to us, the higher the stakes in terms of, if we're trying to do our job and take care of people or keep our commitments to people in our personal lives, and if someone else is making it difficult for us to do that, and I'm not blaming them, and I want to be really careful about that too. It's just that this is what's happening. I don't want to get into blaming anyone or shifting any responsibility. I know what I'm responsible for. And most importantly, what I'm responsible for is to try to be kind to myself and to be mindful of what it is that I am thinking about what I'm feeling, because I know I can't really do any good for anyone, whether it's at work or away from work, at home, in family relationships, with friends, acquaintances, whatever it may be, our work in the community. There's no way to really do that effectively and really be present in the moment and be, fully with whatever it is, wherever we find ourselves and with whatever is happening, if we're completely caught up in our thinking and all the reactions that take place as a result of that. And so I can clearly look back and see that very early in this process, once I began to start realizing that somehow I was feeling like, I was feeling negative emotions, and I was thinking a lot of thoughts about not feeling good, about the fact that things were not going the way that I thought that they should be. It would have been so much, and that's really the only thing I can offer here, is to go back and kind of rewind, what I call rewind the game tape, and really kind of, you know, lay this out in real time as it was happening. And I really just wanted to make this distinction first between thinking and feeling, because I felt like that would really make more sense. So now I'm going to go back to when this really started, and I can go back to an exact point in time when I began to start entertaining thoughts and making observations, and then having thoughts about those observations, that I was seeing what was happening and what wasn't happening, and how it was not lining up with what my thoughts were about how it should be going. And I would have been so much better off. And there again, I'm not beating myself up emotionally. I'm not judging myself. I'm not trying to publicly humiliate myself or shame myself. It's just that I think this is one of those that this is a teachable moment for me. And my hope is that it would be for other people who listen to this as well, that somehow it could help in some way. I would have been so much better off had I just chosen to, even though I was feeling this and seeing the disconnect between what I thought should be happening and what was happening, which was not what I thought should be happening, the best thing that I could have done in that moment was to just simply be aware of the fact that things were not happening the way I thought that they should. And there again, there was no need for me to analyze it and figure out exactly what wasn't lining up or matching up to what my beliefs and expectations were and my hopes. It's just that as soon as I became aware, if I had chosen to do so, I would have been in a much better position to realize, okay, there I go. You know, things are not going the way that I think they should be going, but that's okay, because I'm not in complete control of everything. I can't make everything happen and everything go the way that I think that it should. And just being able to remind myself that, you know, this is the way it is, whether I like it or not. And not there again, not to be, you know, unloving to myself, but just really to be reminding myself of how it all is. And I think, you know, for me, I have found that being able to embrace things, you know, how they are in this moment, you know, right here, right now, I can't control all that. I can't make all that be the way that I think it should be. So if I could just be aware that I'm noticing it, and most likely if I'm noticing it, I'm probably contracting emotionally in some way. In other words, I'm starting to guard myself or brace myself physically and emotionally, psychologically. In other words, I am starting to protect myself in some way. And then if I do continue to buy into that and believe that that's my reality, and believe all those thoughts that I'm having about not liking the way that it is, even though, you know, this is the way it is, whether I like it or not, that I could have very possibly been able to just let go in that moment and accept the fact that this is the way that it was. And then I could have really put myself in a much better headspace to be able to, while I don't like it and didn't like it, I could have been really focusing my energies on coping with it more effectively. And this is one of those weeks where, as this continued to play itself out, this whole situation, I just continued to get more and more mired in all of my negative thinking about what was going on, and feeling frustrated and feeling disappointed with people, and feeling like a victim even at a certain point, and feeling sorry for myself, and continuing to just nurse myself on these negative thoughts about what was going on. And at some point, I know that I knew what I was doing, but it's almost like I was too busy, you know, entertaining these negative thoughts. I had become so immersed in it, and I was, you know, quote unquote, drinking the Kool-Aid, as they say sometimes. I was believing this and buying into it so much that I wasn't willing to advocate for myself. In other words, I was causing myself suffering. At some point, I know that I realized that, but I was too busy being the sufferer, too busy making things difficult for myself, because somehow I had to be getting something out of that. And I have, you know, brought this subject up many times with people in the behavioral health field, and I have to believe that there is something in our brains that, you know, we get some sort of a payoff from feeling like a victim and from having repetitive and habitual thoughts about things that somehow set us up to look at life in that way. I don't understand it. I don't know enough about it to really speak on it. But my belief is somehow that it's, I clearly have practiced doing this in the past. I clearly have done this many, many, many times in my lifetime. And I think sometimes what we find is even when we practice mindfulness that, you know, we can begin to be more mindful and be more aware of our self-defeating thoughts when these are just everyday situations that don't bring us a lot of distress emotionally. But when the big things happen, even people who have, you know, are seasoned and have studied and have practiced mindfulness for years and decades, we are still human. And I think that's why it's so important to really bring up the point that, you know, now that I'm aware, now that I finally kind of come awake, so to speak, at some point yesterday after, you know, several days of this, I, you know, finally, you know, acknowledged and I finally came to terms with the fact that I was really doing this to myself. You know, these things that were happening were certainly not happy moments, and there was nothing really to be joyous about, but it's just sometimes we do, you know, think people don't always necessarily do what we think they should do, and they're not always going to drop everything to make sure that we have everything we need so that we can take care of who we need to. And so this is a really great example of how, you know, just being aware that we're starting to go down this path can prevent seconds, minutes, hours, days, and weeks of suffering. And it's just a matter of where I'm putting my awareness. What, you know, what am I doing? Am I going to really pay attention to the thoughts themselves and begin to separate myself from identifying with them? Or am I going to continue to believe everything I'm thinking about how I'm feeling to the point that I literally change my own reality? In other words, the way I feel about myself and my life and what's going on, I can really do a lot of harm in a lot of different areas, you know, just in my overall perception of myself and where I am in life and what I'm doing and what all this is about by the thoughts that I have. And so I think it's just really important to pay attention to these thoughts and then really realize I don't have to buy into this. I'm thinking this, but if I don't really believe it, if I'm not really going to believe that this is my reality, and I don't put any energy towards continuing to think about it, I'm not trying not to think about it. I'm just realizing that, hey, there I go again. You know, I'm doing this again. And really, when I'm just able to let go of that, what I find is those thoughts really dissipate on their own. And then the negative emotions that these thoughts continue to fuel and to keep alive, instead of letting them dissipate and pass through us, that we just continue to hold on to them. And I think that it's astounding how long we can continue to hold on to these negative emotions and let them continue to rule our behavior and our outlook. So really getting back to mindfulness, you know, in this particular situation, as I've mentioned, it's just really a matter of what am I paying attention to? Am I really believing everything I'm thinking about how I'm feeling? And at the same time, realizing that I'm in a much better position to cope with what's happening, especially if I don't like it and I'm not comfortable with it, even though I can't control it and make it better always, I'm in a much better position to really, you know, take care of my responsibilities, to be a kinder, more gentle human being with myself and with others, and be more competent, more proficient, and able to do, you know, fulfill my responsibilities in a much, you know, at a much higher level, in a much better way, and do my little part to make the world a better place. I know this sounds idealistic, but it really, you know, it's essentially, you know, it comes down to me and every other person. You know, what am I going to do? And I know that I can do that more effectively and do my part as a limited human being if I can set myself up to cope. And by practicing mindfulness in order to cope more effectively, that is really what I'm doing. So this is just really one focus or one area in how mindfulness practice can add quality to our lives and help us live more meaningful, more joyous lives in the moment, realizing that we can't necessarily control everything, that, you know, life is never going to be something where we can control all of the outcomes. We can't control all the variables, but this practice of mindfulness and, you know, coping more mindfully really allow us to have, hopefully, the best experience that we can, and certainly better than if I'm just going to allow myself to believe everything I'm thinking about how I'm feeling.